Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, goodness! That's the breaking news siren, Andrew! The Saints are finally making coaching staff moves. Probably not the move that everybody wants them to make. But they are parting ways with Dan Rauscher, tight ends coach slash running game coordinator. And my sense of this move is this isn't going to be the fine, you wanted someone fired, we're going to throw Dan Rauscher under the bus. He's going to be the sacrificial lamb. I don't take that at all. I take this as this is the first step to, hey, we're going to be doing something different on offense, and we got to clear some of these guys out, because, you know, he wasn't a bad coach. Tight end for Saints wasn't terrible this year. Juwan Johnson improved, right? So, and Troutman was a good blocker. So I just think it's that if you bring a new offensive coordinator in and he runs a different scheme, he's going to want to bring his guys in, and you need those guys to teach that offense. I think this is the step one of the whatever's next post Sean Payton offense for the Saints. It isn't just going to be we fired the tight ends coach and that's it.
I agree. Yeah, it's a directional change. I got to say, like, of all the guys on staff, he probably felt like one of the safer ones to me.
Yeah.
So I was surprised to see his name be kind of the first one put out there. I mean, you know, he's been a coach for 36 years. He's been with the Saints since 2013. He's been a play caller before. He was the offensive coordinator at Northern Illinois. Then he transitioned to Illinois, and he was the offensive coordinator there. And he was the offensive coordinator at Michigan State. So he's been the play caller for three separate universities. And then, you know, he's kind of moved around for the Saints. You know, for a couple of years, he was the running back coach. Then he was the tight end coach. Then he's been the offensive line coach. So, and now he's like the run game and tight ends guy. So he's worn a lot of different hats for the Saints. He has a ton of institutional knowledge. He has a tremendous amount of experience. And, you know, this feels a little bit like maybe like letting Joe Vitt go. You know, we're like, okay, he hasn't developed a linebacker in a while, but, like, you know, the run game for the Saints is one of the few things that I would say worked at times this year offensively.
Yeah, it worked. And, yeah.
You
it
know,
had a, it had a stretch.
Juwan Johnson, like, he developed nicely this year. And you know, Rauscher was kind of part of that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, his development. So, I got to be honest, like, I'm a little stunned by this.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was known, like, when he was the offensive line coach, he was, like, instrumental and vital in developing Ramczyk. You know, he's kind of been known for, like, you know, developing some of these younger offensive linemen, too, like, or when that was his job. So, yeah, I mean, overall, I guess you could say, like, really transformed Troutman. I guess you could say, like, Troutman's been a disappointment, and you could saddle Rauscher with that. But I really think it's probably more like just a directional point of view. The Saints are just like, we're changing our philosophy, and maybe Dan's not a good fit for the direction.
Yeah, I mean, like, here's the thing, you know, and I'm not an X's and O's guy like you, obviously, but the thing is, you need, like, if the Saints are like, we're not doing Sean Payton offense anymore, we're gonna try to do Shanahan, where Kyle Shanahan, where we're gonna run 12 personnel a ton, and we're gonna try to do different things. Like, maybe that's not his strength, and they're like, we got to get an offensive coordinator that runs 11 or 12 personnel, and we got to get assistant coaches that know how to coach towards that scheme. And it's not necessarily an indictment on Rauscher. We'll see. I mean, the thing is, I look out in the NFL like today, Tampa nuked. Todd Bowles nuked the whole offensive staff, fired five guys on offense, two guys on defense. And just to tell you, like, it's hard to find offensive coordinators. Staley fired Joe Lombardi, right? Who wouldn't want to work with Justin Herbert? Well, you know who wouldn't want to work with Justin Herbert? Apparently the Minnesota Vikings offensive coordinator who doesn't even call the plays under Kevin O'Connell. He's like, yeah, Chargers, I'm not really interested. I'm going to stay with the Vikings and Kirk Cousins. So, like, just because you want to make a change and you've got a guy that you think can work, like, it doesn't mean you'll get that guy. So, like, this process of making these changes, like, it's not just fire a bunch of people and then figure it out. Like, you got to do first order thinking, second order thinking, third order. You got to think it through is what I'm saying. Because, I mean, I know everybody listens to podcasts. We're like, eh, we're not really happy with Pete Carmichael. We can do better. But, like, the thing that Dennis Allen's got to ask himself is, like, is my second choice or my third choice of what I want to do at offense, is that better than Pete Carmichael? I know probably a lot of people in this podcast are screaming, yes, of course it is. It's different and it can't be any worse. But, like, it could be worse. So, like, I think it's a lot of things to think through. And you add on the layer of Sean Payton is lingering out there wanting to poach some coaches maybe. And it's just a giant cluster fark of difficulty for Dennis Allen.
Well, I mean, look, if I'm Dennis Allen, the first thing I'm doing is I'm asking Pete Carmichael, how would you fix this offense? You know, and if Pete Carmichael's like, look, we probably need to change our identity. We need to do this, this, and this. Like, mm-hmm. You want his insight, even if decide against bringing him back, right?
That's right.
And so, you know, if Pete makes a case for keeping him and you believe that you can, you know, win with those ideas, if you make a bunch mm-hmm. of changes to your staff, then I will say, like, the longer this goes, I feel like the less likely it is Pete Carmichael gets fired. And I heard rumblings that he was out. So I still kind of lean towards that. I still think Pete Carmichael is going to get let go. But I was told that as of last night, he still has a job. So and that's I know that for sure, like, for fact.
And here's
so,
the thing, like,
as of last night, he was not told, like, we're letting you go. So now I'm starting to think there's, like, a realistic 50-50 shot that he might return.
I mean, listen, it's, you know, we all have jobs and most of us have bosses, right? And you get your review at the end of the year and, you know, it could be a thing where, like, they're doing the review at the end of the year. They're doing the review last week and this week and Pete Carmichael's in there and he's like,
want to hear the rest of this episode? Full breaking news podcasts are for patrons only. Subscriptions start at only $7 a month. For the best daily Saints podcast and access to the best Saints community on the internet. So go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today. Get the rest of this Saints breaking news podcast and every other podcast we do. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today. What are you waiting for?
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.